Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Students at the University of Oklahoma had concerns about the school's minority relations long before that racist fraternity chant that led to the closing of a frat and the expulsion of two students. For one, like a lot of schools, OU decided to consolidate the student services that served minorities. But now, the school has a new diversity officer who will report right to President Boren. The University of Oklahoma had been one of only four in the Big 12 Conference without a chief diversity officer. Hundreds of other schools have one. But now, Jamar Shubate is the school's incoming vice president in charge of diversity. He's a former state lawmaker in Oklahoma and a graduate of the University of Oklahoma. Jamar, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And let's just go right to that. You are actually a black frat student yourself and running for an office on campus. When you experienced firsthand what some of these kids might be talking about, tell us about that.
When I was there at the university, I had some, you know, uninformed students on campus, particularly in the Greek community, who not used to seeing an African-American run with. I actually ran with a good friend of mine, Amy Cobb, who was a tri-delt at the time. They were not used to seeing really a pair run together from different backgrounds and different areas of campus. And so we had a few uninformed folks put, you know, do you want this person living in your Greek house? Vote the other ticket. And the wonderful thing about it, just like this last incident on campus, the students rejected that. I went on to be elected student body vice president and president because we built what I would say a coalition, and that was something I was very proud of.
Well, but then we have this event today, and you know, we talked to students from the group Unheard, which is the campus group there of minorities, and they say that this represents a wider problem, that they are, and as the school has been said to be, they're desegregated but not integrated, and that they feel that this is part of a drumbeat that has been painful for them for a while.
I think what the students have, even before this incident, what we're able to do is sit down with the university president and say, quite frankly, we want to see some things change. And the president was on his way to listening to their concerns and implementing those changes. And I think that really speaks to what a university should be, a place where students can get the attention of the president, of the leader. And even before this incident, the university was putting into action some things, recommendations from the students.
Well, as the kids say, none of the university's 35 deans are black. Only four of the 396 full professors are black. Out of over 1,500 full-time faculty members, 32 are black. The kids also say they have to go to concerts with just white acts. What do you plan to do?
I think our colleges and universities can do a much better job at increasing recruiting efforts. What the university is going to be committed to doing is increasing its pool of applicants and looking in different places to find deans and professors. Sometimes, and I've been put in this position before, it's not always just going through the motion of hiring a new dean or hiring a new, it's being very intentional about trying to make sure your pool of applicants look like the state you're in or look like the community that you are a part of. And I plan to reach out to every dean and as well work with every department head to accomplish those goals.
Well, right now, Oklahoma only has 8% of its population black, and 5% of your students at the University of Oklahoma are black. So you're below the state average is what you're saying. But we should mention, you're the diversity officer. There's more diversity to be concerned about. Native American students, they're 4% of your students there, but 9% of the state's population.
Mm-hmm. And we have partnerships with those tribes, but we're going to, I think the word that I would say is we haven't been as intentional as we could be. And I mean, I think hiring a vice president that reports directly to the president has signaled that the president plans to be and intends to be very intentional about improving those numbers.
It's one thing to do that work of recruiting, as you said, and improving the numbers, but what about the feelings on the ground? We're thinking of the Oklahoma Sooners football team. The team is beloved, largely black at this largely white school, and we remember when some of the players posted their own feelings of, you know, being jeered in that very ugly chant by the same white students who were cheering them on the field. How do you heal that?
Definitely we're in the process of moving into a next chapter for the university. And what we've done is, again, intentionally involve those players and athletes in what we're going to be doing. One of the very things that some of the students brought to the president's attention is that they want, you know, every student that comes into the university to be required to take some curriculum focused on diversity and inclusion. And the commitment made was that we're going to move forward with a mandatory curriculum. We're involving athletes and students in the makeup of that curriculum. So what we're trying to do is take this unfortunate incident and make it an opportunity to try to really get buy-in to put forward a new plan.
Back to the event that prompted your hiring. When you heard about it, you're not at the school, you're going about your business, did it plunge you back 20 years?
When I saw that video, I really didn't take that to be the University of Oklahoma as much as it was a few students at the university. I didn't take that to be the sentiment of every student on campus. I mean, look, diversity and inclusion is ongoing. So, when I saw that was a sign to me that here's an opportunity to really do something big at the university. And I was impressed with the students who said, "We don't accept this behavior."
That's Jabbar Shumate, who will soon be the University of Oklahoma's Chief of Diversity Programs, a former state lawmaker and former student at the school. Best of luck to you, Jabbar.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.